Unit 8. Entering the world of work.
Good morning, Miss Oxenbridge, and welcome to our show. You recently published an article about a study of young people and the challenges they have to face when entering the workforce. What are your main findings?
Good morning. Well, the biggest challenge for young employees today is definitely concerned with the fact that they are often not treated equally compared to the rest of the staff.
What do you recommend young people doing when they have such experiences?
Frankly, I'd suggest addressing the problem directly.
Any other considerable findings?
Yes. It was quite astonishing that most young people seem to be aware of the importance of soft skills in the current job market and are convinced that they possess them. But my research has shown that still they feel vulnerable, unprepared, or, you know, lacking confidence when starting work. A lot of young people also reported that they felt insecure and anxious in the first couple of weeks at their new jobs.
What was the young people's overall impression of their employers?
Actually, many young employees reported that their employers had unrealistic expectations of their skills and abilities and did not provide enough guidance. They did not really help them understand and deal with the new situation, and also did not make an effort to socialize young people entering workplaces for the first time.
What are the most vital soft skills, according to the study?
Generally speaking, the most essential soft skills include, among other traits, communication, interpersonal, and problem-solving abilities. Our study clearly showed that most young people entering work life feel that they possess these skills. This contrasts with findings that employers claim that young workers entering the labor market lack these skills. Many young people are convinced that they have acquired these skills at school and at home, so obviously there are different perceptions and interpretations of this issue.
Which advice would you give to young people who are just about to start in their first jobs?
Well, I definitely say that being punctual, having a positive attitude, offering assistance, asking questions, and working hard are the key skills every young worker should possess these days.
In your review, you also mentioned that self-confidence was often underestimated. So what exactly do you mean?
The movement away from the familiar school context and peer group into new and unknown situations can be daunting for young people, particularly if they have no reference points or acquaintances in the new job. This may explain the increasing number of students staying on at school, because in this way, they do not have to get out of their comfort zone. It's also interesting that self-confident final-year students were not afraid of the challenges waiting for them when entering work life, whereas shy and rather introverted students preferred to continue their school career.
According to young workers, when do they consider a workplace good or bad?
Most of them reported that a good workplace was a friendly, welcoming space where people respect each other and a friendly boss speaks nicely to young workers. A bad workplace was associated with an intimidating, disrespectful, and grumpy boss where young people are being bullied and stifled.
Thank you for the interesting interview.